This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. We usually end the show with a little economic context, but I think that's a good place to start today because this time 2 years ago, mid-April 2020, more than 4.4 million Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits in a single week, almost 4.5 million seasonally adjusted. That's the context for this. In the week that ended April 16th of this year, the number of new jobless claims was just 184,000. The four-week moving average is even lower. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more now on how far the job market has come and where it might be headed.
Even before the pandemic, it was rare for first-time jobless claims to fall consistently below 200,000 week after week. But that's where we are, says Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation.
It's absolutely great news that workers are not being forced to apply for unemployment benefits. The job market is strong. People are very confident about their ability to find a job quickly if they lose a job.
And not that many workers are losing their jobs, says Andy Challenger at outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas.
Layoffs are at historic lows, near record highs in job openings across the country. Employers are hanging on to their employees at any cost.
By hiking wages and offering show up for your first day of work bonuses, especially for high demand service jobs.
There's just intense competition for those workers willing to come in and work in-person jobs. And so companies are poaching them back and forth from each other.
There are nearly 2 million people who were working before the pandemic but aren't now. That includes a lot of parents, especially mothers of young children. One reason they're on the sidelines, there aren't enough childcare slots or enough teachers. Abby Copeman-Pettig at UC Berkeley says median pay is around $28,000 a year, and most childcare centers can't afford to pay more.
It's an issue of competition. You know, Starbucks, Target, places like that are able to offer $15 an hour, $17 an hour, tuition, benefits.
There is a risk this whole tight labor market, low unemployment situation could unravel, says Richard Walquist at the American Staffing Association.
We're in a completely uncharted territory, both in terms of fiscal monetary policy and then the geopolitical issues.
But he says so far, consumer demand and employer demand for workers show no sign of slowing down. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.